Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, December 2nd, 2016. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. I have to go to the dentist in about 30 minutes, so I'm awkwardly moving my mouse and getting my notes in front of us so we can do this great thing, and I can have somebody tell me terrible things that are about to happen to the inside of my face. So, yeah. Insurance benefits expire at the end of the year. But in terms of benefits for you, last weekend at the box office, your number one movie was Moana with $56.6 million. It was followed by Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them at number two. It had $82 million, I think. Yeah, and there's the phone, so we're never going to get this thing done. Number three was Doctor Strange with $13.7 million. It was a robocall. Number four was Allied with $12.7 million, and number five was Arrival with $11.4 million, and I'm getting a pretty good mix of people telling me how great it was, so I'm assuming they're right. New this week, you can see Incarnate, Jackie, and others in limited release. And there's the other phone. Okay, let's all take bets on if one of the other phones will ring before I finish the next sentence. In movie news, it's realistic, right? I mean, this is happening in real time, except for the pauses. In movie news, Steven Root has been cast as the Man in the High Castle for Amazon's... not movie? I had a pop-up window just to interrupt my notes, so that's good. Rob Letterman has signed on to direct Detective Pikachu, a live-action Pokemon movie. The first, I guess. Doug Jones and Anthony Rapp have joined Star Trek Discovery. According to reports, Jones' new alien, Lieutenant Saru, and Rap is the show's first wholly new created as such LGBT character. Lieutenant, let's say Stamets or Stamets, I haven't heard it out loud yet. I'm guessing this means he's also not an alien, but hey, there's two cast members, and Michelle Yeoh is a starship captain, and we'll see what else is coming up, because I don't know. I'm excited, but I don't know. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. The play is set to open at Broadway's Lyric Theater in 2018. British TV comedy player and Fawlty Towers actor Andrew Sachs, best known as Manuel, died this week. He was 86. On sale! Okay, we got a few sales going and a few more sales coming, but right now, you got two you want to focus on. The top 12 gift sale has Star Wars, Batman, Wonder Woman, Paint, Deadpool, Transformers, and more on sale. Save on our best, and in many cases exclusivest, gifts of the season. If you didn't get Lyo Kaiser or the Astromech droids yet, now is a good time. We also have a stocking stuffers sale. Buy three, get the fourth free on over 600 hand-picked, can't-miss gift items, including blind bag toys, which means you don't even have to pick out something for somebody. You can blame the blind bag. It relieves you of all responsibility. It wasn't your fault. You knew they liked Pony. You knew they liked Pet Shop. But did you know which one? No. But you get them a blind bag. Outsourcing is very important to do in your gift giving. So hurry. These sales end soon. In toy news, Hasbro confirms the post-Titans line will be Power of the Primes for Transformers. Cartoons are coming for this show and Titans Return from the people who brought you Combiner Wars. What's more, Hasbro has announced a new fan vote in January. It'll be finalized by Toy Fair. You'll be voting on the next Supreme Ruler of Cybertron. You'll remember Starscream is right now. And that's all of Cybertron. The Autobots, Decepticons, Nails, whoever you want to involve, that's who. Autobots and Decepticons and other characters are up for grabs. Optimus Primal, Thunderwing, RC Hound, Starsaber, and other very interesting choices could impact the comics and toy line in bizarre ways. Why are they doing this? I'm assuming they've decided there's not enough people talking about elections lately, and they need to make sure to get on that action. But I'm always a big fan of voting for a new version of a classic toy, and there certainly are a few of those. Don't vote Hound. New Hikari this week includes Game of Thrones' Winter is Coming Night King figure. Very low run. We have that up on our site right now, as of 5 minutes ago, unless someone was going to call me to tell me otherwise. It has not sold out. New exclusives. We received the Star Wars Black Series Clone Troopers of Order 66. 6-inch action figures. They're in stock. They are exclusive, and they come in a great box and have free shipping in the USA. Mine just got here, and the final deco is stunning. Best battle damage I've seen on a Hasbro figure, possibly ever. I've got a lot of Hasbro figures, like more than 700. maybe 1,000? I'm not confirming. But they look fantastic in the packaging, and we're going to look at those up close next week. I haven't opened the packaging yet. I've been basically gawking at, like, oh my god, I can't believe this looks so good. But they really do look good, and if you like Revenge of the Sith Clone Troopers, this set has a 501st, the Shock Trooper, the Utapau, the Orange Battalion, and also the green version of that. You're welcome, Phil. Anyway, new arrivals include Batman the Animated Series Batman action figure. We have the... Oh, that's Diamond Select. We have the Marvel Select Black Cat action figure. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Raphael SH Figure Arts action figure. And the Godzilla 1954 SH Monster Arts action figure. Those are in stock as of the time I wrote down the note to say that they were in stock, so check the website. We put up new pre-orders for Marvel Select Lady Deadpool action figure, the Venus de Milo Figma action figure, it'll go great with your Scream, the iZombie Lily Moore Season 2 action figure, the RoboCop 1/2 scale bust, and the Jurassic Park Velociraptor 1-to-1 scale bust. That thing's got to be big. Anyway, check those out. They'll be on our podcast information page, which you can find on our website by going to the top of entertainmentearth.com. Scroll over to the right, mouse over that orange broadcasty looking thing, and click on the podcast one, and you can see podcast notes for every episode. I will pull in pictures of everything that I can that we sell, that we talk about, so you can say, oh, that's what the Batman figure is. Hey, that's what the Raphael looks like, and you'll hopefully order a couple of those, because that's why we're here. Anyway, that is all I have for you today on that one, and I will be back either immediately with another episode of the podcast or next week on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Have a great, safe, and hopefully warm weekend.